Assalamu alaikum. I will continue with the story of Umar with first a hadith saying, God has placed truth upon Umar's tongue and heart. During his last illness, Abu Bakr had conferred with his people, particularly the more eminent amongst them. After this meeting, they chose Umar as his successor. Umar was born into a respected Quraysh family 13 years after the birth of the Prophet. Umar's family was known for its extensive knowledge of genealogy, and when he grew up, Umar was proficient in this branch of knowledge, as well as in swordsmanship and wrestling and the art of speaking. He also learned to write and read while he was still a child, a very rare thing in Mecca at that time. Umar earned his living as a merchant. His trade took him to many foreign lands, and he met all kinds of people. This experience gave him an insight into the affairs of and problems of men. Umar's personality was dynamic, self-assertive, frank, and straightforward. He also spoke whatever was in his mind, even if it displeased others. Umar was 27 years old when the Prophet ﷺ proclaimed his mission. The ideas Muhammad was preaching enraged him as much as they did to the other nobles of Mecca. He was just as bitter amongst anyone accepting Islam as other amongst the Quraysh. When his slave girl accepted Islam, he beat her until he himself was exhausted and told her, I have stopped because I am tired, not out of pity for you. The story of his embracing Islam is an interesting one. One day, full of anger against the Prophet, he drew his sword and set out to kill him. A friend met him on the way. When Umar told this friend what he was planning to do, he informed him that the friend informed Umar that his own sister Fatima and her husband had also accepted Islam. Umar went straight to his sister's house, where he found her reading from pages of the Quran. He fell upon her and beat her mercilessly. Bruised and bleeding, she told her brother, Umar, you can do what you like, but you cannot turn our hearts away from Islam. These words produced a strange effect upon Umar. What was this fate that made even weak women so strong at heart? I think I'll continue more next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And jazakallahu khairun for listening. See you next time then.